increasingly competitive and complex landscape that IPPs are operating in. They find themselves at the intersection of technology transformation, regulatory uncertainty, fluctuating investor appetite, and market sophistication. So it really is a complex landscape. And it's within this context that Contour Global underwent a rebrand. So I wanted to ask why and how, what does that mean? And what is the strategic pivot? How does it position Contour Global to maximize the opportunities within the sector? So it gives me great pleasure to welcome on stage Javier Vaquerizo from Contour Global, Chief Commercial Officer. So welcome. Thank you, Javier. So what is it like to be an IPP functioning in this landscape at the moment?
You mentioned the easy world in which we are operating with plain vanilla challenges. No, I'm kidding. So it's quite difficult because we need to face constant changing in regulation, in market conditions, in competition dynamics. But I think that as other IPPs, Contour Global is focused on changing a little bit the nature of the company. So which kind of IPP we would like to become. And we understood that we need to shift from a very heavily contracted portfolio with very old style and classic management approach into a more sophisticated, merchant exposed, risk management focused IPP. So now we are transitioning to that kind of new independent power producer where we would like to operate in the markets, managing risks, but also having access to some upsides. At the same time, transitioning into a cleaner portfolio, so focused on renewables and flexibility assets, mainly batteries, and adapting ourselves to the changing environment of new market rules, new grid code, faster markets, and these challenges in terms of finding skilled people, manage the talent, and all of these in a context in which we operate in many different countries with different cultures, so with a lot of integration challenges as well internally. And that's, and as part of that transition to a new kind of IPP, it was very natural to think about a new image and brand, not only for external stakeholders, but also to manage internal ones.
For sure. You really listed some challenges in the market. And perhaps we should, before we even delve into the rebrand, give us an idea, if you could say, you know, what are the three top challenges that, I don't want to say steered the rebrand, but where Contour Global actually thought, okay, from a strategic perspective, we need to really up our game or reposition ourselves. What were the three risks you could highlight for us?
I think the three main risks is access to capital or to finance in a context in which risk profile is changing for an IPP. So years ago, and mainly renewable IPPs were heavily contracted through long-term feed-in tariff or feed-in premiums or even PPA structures. Now the risk profile of those instruments that are already there in some cases is different. It's not so risk-free as before. So we need to deal with new challenges related to the profile risk in the markets, cannibalization of prices, negative prices as well. So the context of the instruments at disposal in order to manage the risk is changing. And the first challenge is to work together with the lenders, with the financial institutions in order to properly present and assess those risks and be able to bring new ways of managing those in order to get the confidence of these financial institutions that at the end are helping us to build our assets and to finance them. The second big challenge is operational ones. So we need to operate in markets that are faster. And now recently 15 minutes in Europe, from 1 hour to 15 minutes. So more sophisticated grid codes and also more sophisticated telecontrol needs for these new asset classes like batteries that are operating in ancillary service market that are very challenging from an operational perspective. That's the second. And the third, I would say, is the how to keep the workforce or the talent in the company cohesive and make them share the vision of this change and embrace a new culture that is needed in order to, you know, face or work for all these challenges to be overcome.
Absolutely. It really is more than just a change in logo for Contour Global. And I think that's my next question. I want to drill down into what changes did this rebrand entail, if you can really give us more detail, and how you believe it's positioning you strategically in a more positive way?
I think that rebranding, I lived some rebrandings in my professional life, and once you pass the first shock of the obligation to change your PowerPoint templates, your Word documents, and all the painful process of, you know, changing a lot of physical logos, etc., then you realize that it is more than just an image, a color, Pantone, or a name. Contour Global is changing basically strategy, culture, and business model. But let me start from the internal consequences of our branding. That is, I think it's important for us to share also with the people working in the assets, so in the facilities, all these strategic changes that sometimes it's difficult for them to follow because they are working on an asset and they are very linked to the territory. So rebranding and a new brand, a new image, is also a way to share with those colleagues that are not at the front of the corporate decisions also that new culture and that new shared vision. And then, of course, with external stakeholders, is a way to reaffirm our commitment to this new way of doing things for an independent power producer. And all these new things we would like to do, all these changes, I think it was very natural to transition into a new image, a little bit more modern. Contour Global recently, we are a 20-year company, so it was time to do this rebranding. At the same time, we were changing strategy, implementing new processes inside the company, attracting new skills and new talent, and transitioning towards a new business model. So the last piece in order to complete the equation was new brand, trying to boost these changes also with new images. So
very exciting. And do you think it's been received well?
Absolutely. I guess is we are all excited. So the new logo is very different compared to the last one. So has created a lot of debate internally and externally. But I think that it's now been embraced, and I feel that we are now connecting with that brand as a team. So it's a process that is not immediate. So, but I feel now that the rebranding has been a very good idea. So I feel it in the interaction with the colleagues.
It was really exciting, actually, to watch the footage of the official announcement. Yeah. And the energy that came through from the team was tangible. So very exciting. But tell me, Javier, you mentioned the greening of assets, and maybe we can drill down into that a little bit further. In terms of the portfolio focus, what is Konto Global focused on now?
In terms of technology, we obviously are focused on the renewables, so standalone wind and solar, but we are mainly focused on complementing these with batteries, with flexibility assets, both co-located or standalone, depending on which market and for which purpose. Complementary to that, we believe we need to phase out all thermal plants, so we are doing that, so exiting coal, and focusing our effort on the thermal side on high efficiency gas-fired plants that are still important in some of the markets in which we are operating. That's for the technology, but also in terms of operational challenges that I mentioned before, we are now implementing new capabilities in order to manage merchant positions, to improve our hedging activity with more, let's say, more sophisticated instruments, not plain vanilla PPAs or derivatives, but we are increasingly entering into the hybrid PPA flexible or a little bit more complex hedging instruments in order to provide risk protection for battery investments or for hybrid investments. That's the main focus on the changes in the portfolio right now. And in order to really change that portfolio and reach our targets, we also needed to change internally the way we execute projects. So Kontur has also changed a lot in terms of people devoted to engineering, construction, business development activities. So we are really creating new capabilities internally in order to execute these projects in the best possible way. So that's the reason why we have this model, the right power forward. It's not only transitioning into a cleaner portfolio with that flexibility asset base, but also to do it right. And that's our vision right now.
Absolutely. And of course, becoming future-proof. I think what's really struck me is just the rate of change and disruption and how, like you mentioned, the risk profiles that are changing so quickly and the impact on business models that have to adapt rapidly and change to keep up. So a very interesting time to be operating in this landscape. I know you don't have a crystal ball, but if we had to look at the next 5 to 10 years, where do you see the greatest risks and opportunities for an IPP operating in this space?
I think risks, in my opinion, are going to be mainly the boost and boom cycles. We can suffer from lack of policy developments in order to decongestion the grid access. That is fundamental in order to bring demand to the systems and to, as we heard in many other panels during this event. So these boom and boost cycles can really impact independent power producers. We are not vertically integrated utilities that are able to transition through these cycles in a different way. So we need to focus on proper execution, on having the right instruments at disposal in terms of risk management tools to secure the financing and we need clear rules also in order to operate in the market. So the main risk is related to these boom and boost cycles, related to regulation probably or policy in different markets. I will mention a second risk that is geopolitical turmoil and import tariffs and all this trade war is impacting a lot the planning of of the execution of our projects. But at the end, I would say that it's not that we need very stable regimes, because stable is a word that for the energy market is like it's not working any longer. So we are always facing changes. What we need is certainty. So we can have certainty with regulatory schemes that need to adapt to the reality, but always having in mind that companies like Country Global, we need to be able to finance and to provide return to our shareholders and to operate with clear rules, etc. And opportunities, I would say the main opportunity we see now is that in more complex environments from a market operation perspective, I think we can capture some upsides, assuming a little bit more risk, always trying to have this risk under control. But I think that the opportunity is to really understand that we are not going to be as secure as a regulated business any longer, and we need to embrace that and assume that we are part of a liberalized part of the energy value chain, that is generation. And the big opportunity is to understand this, prepare the company to face these opportunities with the right capabilities, deployment in the company, and also through partnerships. I think that once we assume that we need to take risk, control them in order to access to some opportunities, is key to share this view and this risk and these opportunities with others in order to create some sort of ecosystem. Because now you cannot operate in the market without a lot of software-based skills. So you need those kind of partners. And also for the execution of the project, you need also the right partners. So partnerships are going to bring opportunities, and also the complexity in the market, in our view, is also an opportunity if you have the right tools.
And perhaps an innovative mindset and culture.
Yeah.
Indeed. A final question to you. What would you say is your favorite part of working at Contour Global? And the reason I'm asking this is because we've had a conversation about the fact that you want to climb to the top of a wind turbine. So I would just like to know if that opportunity is perhaps on the cards for you, or if there's something else that you feel is really special about working for them.
I mean, I worked many years for a very big multinational vertically integrated utility, where everything is big, a little bit more bureaucratic, easier sometimes because you have a lot of people helping you to do a lot of things. An IPP used to be smaller but more dynamic kind of company. So I really appreciate that dynamic environment. And I think in the smaller companies, smaller IPPs, I think accountability is better. And you can really be working on something in which you are involved end to end. So I appreciate a lot that sort of startup mindset. Our dream is to become big, but not so big that we lose that. So we think that kind of that part of the culture of, this sort of startup mindset is something that I like. And of course, I would like to climb to the big turbines in an Austrian portfolio, because I've been in the many years ago in some turbines, but they were smaller. So now they are so big that I would like to go. So I would say this dynamic environment is what I appreciate the most in
I've heard that in many conversations, that you know, getting too big is actually not ideal, and you want to keep that innovation mentality, that startup mentality and perspective, and that cohesion that is sometimes lost. So very interesting. And Javier, honestly, I would very much like to join you on top of that wind turbine. So hopefully we can make that happen in the future.
We will try to manage it.
But in the meantime, thank you so much for joining me and sharing your insights. And for those listeners out there, thank you very much for joining us today. And I would like to encourage you to subscribe to the podcast for more conversations like this one. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.